This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California college professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back when they were teens will testify before a Senate committee if her lawyer says she's protected and the conditions are fair. The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford telling the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford also does not want to be in the same room as the federal judge when she testifies. That's the sound of some demonstrators who are protesting Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. More than 50 of them arrested in protests at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. No motive known for a workplace shooting near Baltimore yesterday. A woman killing three people, wounding three others before fatally shooting herself at a Rite Aid distribution center. This is USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump's now hinting he's willing to wait until after the midterm elections to get Congress to provide money for a border wall. The Senate approved a spending bill this week that doesn't include such funding. The president has said in the past he'd be willing to shut down the government if Congress doesn't fund that wall with Mexico. The president speaking at a rally last night saying what he really thinks about Democrats.
Today's Democrat Party is held hostage by left-wing haters, angry mobs, socialist fanatics, deep state bureaucrats, and their fake news allies.
Starting today, you're able to freeze your credit report for free. That's because Congress has amended the Fair Credit Reporting Act to require reporting agencies to freeze reports for no charge after last year's massive data breach at Equifax. Experts say freezing your credit report is the best protection against identity theft. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Dine-in restaurants in California will no longer be giving out plastic straws. Governor Jerry Brown signing a new law yesterday. It will take effect on the 1st of January. The San Francisco Chronicle reports the biggest source of plastic straw pollution, fast food restaurants, are exempted from the ban, as are any eateries that fill takeout orders. The National Retail Federation is out with its report on what we can expect for Halloween spending this year. And they expect it to reach $9 billion, as we hear from John Clemens.
Average spending on Halloween has been estimated at almost $87, with more than 175 million Americans planning festivities. Costumes will be purchased by 68%, 74% will purchase decorations, while 95% said they will buy Halloween candy. 32% will throw or attend a party, while 30% will take their children or grandchildren trick-or-treating. 18% indicated they will dress their pets in costumes. I'm John Clemens.
And some Cleveland Browns fans were treated to free beer last night after their team snapped a 19-game winless streak. Bud Light had promised free beer to the fans this season if the team actually won a game, something the team hadn't been able to do since December 24th of 2016. But they beat the Jets last night in a 21-17 comeback. And for USA Radio News, I'm...
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I have people often ask me, what is that theme song you use? And I, it goes back many years. Barry White and the Love Theme, that's Love's theme, and the Barry White Orchestra. I love that song, and we used it for many years. Back in the days when I used to do, this was even before it was popular. You know, we'd do events at Disneyland in California. And that we were doing disco. Now, this is a, you got to keep in mind, this is kind of a union place there. And so they kind of allowed us, because I was working for a major market radio station there in L.A., and so they kind of allowed us to do this. And that was our theme song. You know, we used that, you know, all along. So, you know, hey, it carries forward, and here we are all these years later, after discos at, for grad nights in Disneyland, here we are. So a little Barry White for you, okay? 7 minutes after the top of the hour right now, and Michael Dougherty remembers Barry White. That's one of those, you know, great songs that she had. Back during your dating days, right, Michael Dougherty? You don't know what answer.
Are you kidding me? The best.
Well, Michael just got hot off a plane. I mean, this guy's traveling all over the place. He was in Europe yesterday in England, and so just got in, and, you know, he's here, faithful as he always is. Michael, the FBI tech FISA analyst and director of the National Cybersecurity Society, a board member at NetShield Corporation. Hey, Michael, I want to talk to you about the president's order on Monday to declassify, finally, these FISA court documents and the Justice Department text messages related to the Russia probe. Where are we on that?
Well, that just gets bumped right off the scene from Kavanaugh.
Well, I know. Well, I was going to say, we're not even going to talk about Kavanaugh in these segments because it's just been, you know, so overwhelming. And after all the exercise and everything, I, you know, for what Dr. Ford is subjecting herself to. You know, wow. I mean, for somebody who's already dealing with some, you know, I think some very emotional issues, obviously, based on what she's been dealing with this in therapy since, I guess, 2012, and now going to put it out in front of God and everybody in the scrutiny, and you got all this heated politics and everything. After everything is all said and done, even though Kavanaugh, it seems, has some people that she has mentioned in her letter, but they don't want them attending, and they don't want them being, you know, having their day in court. So they've had to do it in the court of public opinion. And then, of course, she's dictating terms. Well, not her, but her attorneys are dictating terms, which I think is quite rich. I mean, you're telling the Senate how they're supposed to conduct this inquiry, I guess. But anyway, we weren't going to talk about that.
But actually, this is all related, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
This is old action behind the curtain. Like, think of the Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we think it's this big mask. We pull the curtain, and there's this little guy spinning the wheels and spinning all the controls.
Now, was the Wizard of Oz naked as well? Was he not wearing any clothes either?
Occasionally that can happen, but that was the version that never, that was the edited version.
Well, that's the next version to be told, probably. Way they're bringing back these old tales and everything like that. Yeah, he's gender confused, and he wears no clothes every once in a while. So
he was green. He was green.
Yeah,
and subliminal. It was a different time, so they had to subliminally put it in.
Exactly.
But my point really is that what we're going to see now is how long it's going to take. Who's going to check what's there? Foot dragging. I mean, look, the machine, the organism that is the swamp has no conscience, has no morality.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all just keep moving forward. And while we get shocked by ethical lies and corruption, several don't, including one being Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the animal, which is an advantage.
Yes.
One of the things I say about law-abiding citizens, one disadvantage we have is that we don't think like non-law-abiding citizens. So that if the tree falls down on us and we're violated, we're confused at first and we waste a lot of time. So the fact that the president has ordered this, we might think, oh, the president's ordered it.
Yeah,
we'll see what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the president has an attorney general that's supposed to be taking care of this.
Right.
So,
but you bring up hang on just a second, because you bring up a clear point here. When you talk about law-abiding citizens, you have what we have in America is you have law-abiding citizens, and then you have the other citizens that aren't law-abiding. They could care about the law. They want to, you know, like right now. You know, case in point, to your point, is that forget about the presumption of innocence. There's no presumption. There's no due process. And so for us that believe in the Constitution and says, oh, no, there is a presumption of innocence and there is due process, you're fighting this other group that is supported by the mainstream media and activist judges and a marketplace that says it's okay to operate this way. I mean, this is so convoluted, and it's no wonder that the Senate is absolutely confused and they are dancing on a landmine here, because this thing is going to be one humongous mess brought to you by the Democratic Party that is totally unhinged and disconnected from the rule of law.
Yeah, but I think what's new about it is that we're seeing it. Okay, that's the risk they're taking. It's not new that they've been doing it.
Because
I've seen this firsthand when what happened with me and a whistleblower that was working the cybersecurity point, which basically the big picture is, look, they'll politicize and exploit anything. Crime, national security, children, women's rights, rape, sexual assault.
Exactly.
Okay, that is the shock. That's what law-abiding citizens don't understand. Here's the thing. There are no laws in Congress. Congress makes the laws. So one of the most surprising things about the congressional culture was it's really a mad shark tank because there's no accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got immunity. So take a bunch of human beings, and the only thing that keeps you in check is your own personal morality, your own relationship with God, and your own fear of being rejected at election time. And there's all sorts of different people there that do a lot of terrible things that never get held accountable.
Well, but what happens, they're in files, Michael, like J. Edgar Hoover. I was talking with Kendra Arnold earlier from Fact about this, is that, you know, they've got notes in files on these people that have done less than ethical things and bad behavior, that if they were exposed, then they'd be, you know, worse than Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, look what happened. I mean, we've got $17 million in money of the people people's money that's been spent to hide these sexual abuses and God only knows what else there on the Beltway in Congress and the legislature. And, okay, we lost a senator and a House of Representative on that. But, you know, how many more? You know, $17 million bought some quiet, and that's looming there. And I sense that that's being held over the head of these senators or congressmen, I don't know, you know, to make sure that they toe the line, don't you think?
Well, absolutely. This is how, this is called survival in the swamp. It's exactly how, they're just not used to accountability. It just never existed. So all these rule books, you just keep on moving one foot in front of the other. And what's new is that we're seeing it. And if we pay attention and do something about it, it might stop. If we don't, if we pay attention and do nothing about it, it'll get bigger and worse.
Well, certainly. I mean, you imagine if Hillary Clinton would have been elected and not Donald Trump, where we'd be at now. We wouldn't know about this stuff. The swamp would continue. They'd be having all their frolicking games there in that swamp. You know, hey, look at, you know, it scares you what it could have been.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to step. Cause even if you fail, die, he'll catch you by surprise.
Bill Martinez live.
Hates way like is fresh and very independent. Yeah, maybe a little bit hungry, you know, as my mother would say. But hey, that's the way we roll. It's how we keep the blood, rolling along and passing through, as they say, because that's so doggone important. I am Bill Martinez, Michael Doherty, fresh from London. Wasn't it cool last week? I mean, you go live from London, Michael Doherty. I mean, you're hanging out with the prince and princess and everything.
No, I wasn't really hanging out with them, but I was hanging out at the British Museum, but it's a very cool Cyber Education Foundation, our Cyber Education Conference. It was a blast. And I actually met the top guys at Equifax and British Telecom, and it was fun. It was really
And so,
fun.
So the guys at Equifax, still, I didn't do it. It's not my fault.
They were actually phenomenally transparent.
Really?
They were very before and after. I was extremely impressed. And, really? It was very good. But what are you supposed to do? You know, when the pants are down around your ankles, the pants are down around your ankles.
As they say. Yeah, exactly.
And just move on. And so hats off to them. So far, so good.
Well, speaking of which, what's this deal about now we can freeze our credit reports because of what happened with Equifax?
You know,
your credit reports, I mean, what is that going to do? Because, you know, we still have institutions that say, look, I need to have access to your credit. If you freeze
That's trying to stop a speeding locomotive. And it's really, you can do it, but what's the point? And nothing is without, any consequence. And, I mean, it's the same old thing. Look. The odds of you being abused directly are very slim. The smartest thing you can do is just back your data up and keep it offline and back it up almost every day and keep it offline so that if anything happens to you, you can restore quickly. And then just, check your bank account every day and keep moving forward. I mean, most of the time it's going after the big dogs and that's it. This whole, overreaction. And look, how quiet has it been? Because hundreds of millions of people, right? Or
140 some, yeah. For 140
and we haven't really had that many, that much. So it is the other side of the coin is we get kind of numb and indifferent. And honestly, the bigger concern shouldn't be your data being taken. The big concern should be your information about you as a human being taken and boxed in and calculized and judged and then sold and then retaliated against and categorized so that you decide, oh, you're conservative suppression, you're conservative bad person. These type of politicization of the people that control the communication lines is the problem of the 21st century. And that is way worse than I think I might have lost my bank account that I can change.
Exactly.
Bank account number I can change.
The thing that amazes me is that, these entertainment figures, Broadway, movie theaters, sports games and all that kind of stuff, with the anathema they have towards conservatives, they still want our money. I mean, they want us to come in and buy tickets, sadly this year, we are really conflicted about, because every year we go to Broadway. We love New York at Christmas time. We have clients there and it's always a good time to go, but especially for me, besides me, getting together with old friends and everything like that, it's going to the theater. And my wife and I are very conflicted about, investing in the theater anymore. I mean, it's disheartening. I mean, these guys are out of control. It's like, I want to just bury myself for a while and then let me know when these guys are, they're beyond their exorcism. So,
I'm hoping it's an echo chamber, because they're going crazy about this Kavanaugh thing. It's just another example. They get crazy all the time, but it's like, okay, you're talented in acting. You make a lot of money. So I should listen to you about this.
Right.
So does that mean that I'm going to have Jeff Bezos on about, a movie critic because he's rich and the knowledge doesn't transfer over clearly.
Right.
So You know, it.
I mean, it's bad enough we have people running for office that the knowledge hasn't transferred over, like Ocasio-Cortez and some of the things she comes up with. It's like, wait a minute, you need to call time out. You know, right now you've got a lot of wind at your back and you're probably going to end up being elected, sadly, but you need to get connected with policy and the facts.
Well, this is what we have, this media train ultra highlighting these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're supposed to see them fall, they pull the plug so you can't watch the fall.
Right.
And notice, and it's not, we don't see the same cycle. We get to see them quote unquote be successful. And if when they trip up, we don't get to watch the fall. They pull the plug. And so this is what we have to observe the camera we're using to view these people on. And this
exactly.
is why it's really important to roll back to protecting social media, and because we're at another stage now, these big dogs have matured and solidified, and they have a lot of power. And now the powers that be want to control the internet and the communication table. So look at what China is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was the news came out yesterday with China, you know, doing this vastly sophisticated analysis of people and trying to manipulate and gaslight and control and analyze. To sort of control the culture in, via internet. So we're at a second stage when tyrants want to keep their power, they want to keep the populace circles confused, docile, mm-hmm. and dependent,
exactly.
and ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
This is why the internet's such a threat, and we're out of our early stage now. And, we have to, because the media's going to keep just putting bags over our heads, we have to keep that freedom line open.
Well, Michael, that's a whole other conversation for you and I in talking about, you know, Google, the future of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and government regulation and how that comes in. But I want to get back to the declassification
right.
of FISA court documents. What have we learned so far? Are we learning anything?
No, because we're learning he's going to look at it. Okay, this is my assumption. We haven't learned much, obviously, because this is Washington, okay? So a year is equal to a day in our life. But he's going to wait and put these cards down. So he sets the stage. You're going to play hardball? I got some hardball, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to declassify even more corruption, even more collusion, even more outrageous behavior by the heads of the FBI and the Justice Department, cover-ups, trying to manipulate elections, and then we're going to lay the gauntlet down, and it's going to come down to what it should have always come down to is, what you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's, we've had to fight for how long now just to get the information out? And then once the information's out, then they'll unplug the media coverage of it. They'll try to take the oxygen out of the room, and they'll have to force and see what's going to happen. This is why they're fighting so hard for Kavanaugh, folks. This is not about the issues they're playing. They're just pulling emotional strings in line. This is about a seismic shift on the court. So activists of judges that try to control us through the judicial branch, which is not built for this,
mm-hmm.
loses a big power in the agenda of these people. This is a bunch of people that lose in a populist situation, so they try to take control of the back door in other ways. And this is a big seismic shift. Just think if he gets two more appointments before he's done.
Exactly.
Amazing stuff. And
well, you imagine here we are with Kavanaugh, as qualified as he is, and all the exercise that we're going through. What's it going to be like for the next one? I mean, you're going to have to bring therapists in for the Democrats because they're all going to be in the fetal position here. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, and that's just they'll never stop, and they'll never stop. But this is also a double whammy because we've got the election coming up in 14.
Well, of course.
And it's just to, you know, get out and vote. And this is why they want to suppress the corruption. This is the network of people. This is who was involved. This was the nest and the party that was doing what's going to come out to the FISA court, you know, lying through omission and the text message and the setup. I mean, this is, what are you going to do about heads of intelligence agencies that build a scam to impact an election and lie to the most powerful court?
Exactly. Well, and then here it is.
About it.
Yeah, exactly. Then meanwhile, you've got committee hearings, you know, calling people to account, like Nellie Orr. She's been called to Congress. She goes, "Nope, I ain't coming." What is right. Are they going to drag her in handcuffs?
And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the attitude and the arrogance of these officials, of course for her, I mean, she works for GPS. Her husband is the one who is federally tied. But to be continued, Michael Dougherty, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
Good talking to you. Thanks.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California college professor accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back when they were teens will testify before a Senate committee if her lawyer says she's protected and the conditions are fair. The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford telling the Senate Judiciary Committee Ford also does not want to be in the same room as the federal judge when she testifies.
We believe Anita Hill. We believe
That's the sound of some demonstrators who are protesting Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. More than 50 of them arrested in protests at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. No motive known for a workplace shooting near Baltimore yesterday. A woman killing three people, wounding three others before fatally shooting herself at a Rite Aid distribution center. This is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, whether you're purchasing your first home or looking to upgrade, the idea of tackling the real estate market can be stressful. Weighing the costs of home buying versus home renovations, as well as navigating real estate and mortgage trends, is challenging, especially in today's hot market where bidding wars and short housing supply are driving up prices. Well, the Vice President of Mortgage Sales and Development at PenFed Credit Union, Craig Chapman, is back with us to discuss the growing popularity of home equity loans and why this trend is expected to continue. Craig, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, lots to talk about this current home market, and you've got some great advice for us. So why has there been an increase, first of all, in home equity loans, and why is it expected to continue to rise?
Well, Bill, our PenFed Mortgage Survey, National Mortgage Survey, shows that 95% of homeowners like their home, but the majority, 54%, would like to renovate. Mm-hmm. So I think folks are frustrated, as you mentioned in your intro, with the process of trying to buy a home. There's a tremendous demand and not enough supply right now. So people are saying, I'm going to stay put in my house and make my current home my dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're financing that with home equity lines of credit and home equity loans.
Well, speaking of loans, what are the most common mortgage myths and misconceptions?
You know, the biggest myth is that you have to move to have your dream home.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like your kitchen, but you love your neighborhood and you absolutely love your school district, you can renovate your house and make your current home your dream home. Make your kitchen, take your kitchen, add granite, add the great new appliances, and stay put. Most people think they have to move to get their dream home, and they really don't have to. The other big myth is that you need to go to an online lender or a big box bank to receive the best pricing and the best deal. I encourage folks to go out and look at member-owned institutions such as PennFed. Again, our mission is to drive value back to the membership, and that's mission critical for us.
Exactly. Well, we see some mortgage trends there that are developing. What are those trends, you know, that potential buyers should be on the lookout for?
Well, the first trend is appreciation is steady and strong right now. Year over year, from 2017 to 18, nationally, 7.1% increase in pricing. So, again, the demand is driving the prices up significantly. The big trend, and this is important, millennials will be entering the marketplace. Our study showed that 54% indicated they will be looking for a home in the next 2 years. So again, it's more people fueling the demand and not enough housing supply. So I think you'll see home prices continue to march forward.
You know, Craig, I'm glad to hear you say that millennials are going to be on the lookout for homes, because maybe that's one of those myths as well, is that housing has gotten so expensive that it's out of reach for millennials. But that number of millennials, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, it really is. And, again, the millennials, I know people talk about them as if they're irresponsible, but they are the ones who are coming in and getting the pre-approvals. So they're looking at their financial situation, they're assessing it, they know how much money they can afford for a mortgage payment, and once they've decided that it's time to buy, they enter in the market with a strong position because they've secured a pre-approval.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Craig, being pre-approved. I mean, that is another one of those trends that have been developing, I'd say probably over the last couple of decades, but even more so. I mean, it really empowers the buyer, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it makes you a stronger candidate in a multiple offer situation. If you have a pre-approval, your offer will be taken more seriously. If you're not pre-approved, you're at a big disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. So for those homeowners that decide, okay, look at, remodeling, making my dream home out of my current home, maybe not necessarily, I just really want to go ahead and move. What about some tips for current homeowners who are considering that move?
Sure, absolutely. First and foremost, as we mentioned, you're going to want to get that pre-approval. And mm-hmm. through that process, you're going to want to take a look at your debt situation, your income. If you have multiple pieces of debt, you may look to consolidate that debt. That can provide an opportunity for a lower payment, and it may help with qualifying as well. And then really watch your spending. No big purchases that require financing. It may impact your ability to qualify for a mortgage. And lastly, I would shop for the mortgage. 65% in our survey, 65% of those that responded indicated that they only went to one lender for their loan. So it behooves you to shop and shop for the best rate.
Exactly. We're talking with Craig Chapman, Vice President of Mortgage Sales and Development at PenFed Credit Union. He is responsible for retail, First Trust, and correspondent mortgage sales, has over 30 years of experience in the banking industry and expertise in mortgage sales and refinancing. Craig was also previously the CEO of Solitaris, a financial consulting practice that he founded in Herndon, Virginia. Craig, how about some tips for some first-time homebuyers?
Sure. So, again, get the pre-approved. I know I keep coming back to that, but it's critical. It will indicate what you can afford, what you can't afford. The worst thing you can do is become house poor. Consider a pre-approval. And then really, again, back to the shopping. Shop, talk to a few lenders and see what program makes the most sense for you. I think that's critical for folks that are moving.
Now, when someone is pre-approved, Craig, explain to our audience the process that happens. They already know what they're, I guess in a sense, is it kind of a soft line of credit, or is it all firmed up, ready to go, that once you sign the paper, it's just, really expedites the whole process?
You would be firmed up and ready to go. So the process is a little more involved than a pre-qualification, which says you would qualify for X amount. This should provide your employment information, income information, so that you're approved, fully approved. So all you're doing is looking for the property. Once the property, you find the property, we marry that with the pre-approval and get you closed and make you a homeowner.
And I got to imagine for the bank, when you've got somebody that's pre-approved, I mean, this was win-win all the way around, is it not?
Absolutely. It's a win-win for sure. And again, it's the way we operate. We really like to make sure that our members have a position of power when they're out looking for property.
Exactly. Well, this is a great tip, and I love the way the whole process works. Let's talk VA loans. Who's eligible? What are the benefits, and how do people apply?
Sure. So VA loans, from an eligibility standpoint, those that have are active or retired military service, and then the huge advantage for VA is there's no money down. There's a no money down option.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to put any money down. There's no private mortgage insurance, and we have higher qualifying ratios. So for those that have served, it's a great way to pay them back.
Mm-hmm. And so and the VA loan, it never goes away. That's with you until you use it, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And then if you do use it and say you pay off the loan, you decide to buy another home, can you restate, have the VA loan, have access to another VA loan?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And so that really simplifies the whole process. Well, Craig, this has been great. I really appreciate all the information, the help that you're offering to our audience today. Where can they go for more information?
PenFed.org. We have all the answers to your questions there.
Well, there it is. Craig Chapman, Vice President of Mortgage Sales and Development at PenFed Credit Union. Craig, as always, appreciate you being with us.
Bill, thank you so much.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
for preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run 4.7 miles again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrandt's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I will stand our ground where hope can be found. I will stand our ground.
You know, let me give it to you straight here, okay? If you want to know what makes this country great, it is that God has blessed America. That's it, Jack. Let me tell you, there's just, you know, no getting around it. You know, people want to say other things and all that is fine, but all you've got to do is really look at, look at history, not what they're trying to teach at school and how they're trying to indoctrinate you, but really do a study of history and see the miracles time and again that have happened to this great nation of ours. And each time you see God's hand, His supreme hand on this country, guiding us through. And when we see things according to our own eyes, then that's when we mess up. Like right now, for example. And before I get too far down the road on this, I've got my good friend Russ Jones. It's been a while since he and I have been able to engage. Russ, his old bio says he's a 25-year award-winning journalist. Actually, he's got to be 30-plus by now. Award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, media consultant. He's traveled the world on investigative reporting trips, so he knows what he's talking about. Russ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, and I am so old. I think probably around 40 now, Bill.
This is really an old bio deal. So I'm going to update it to 40. Because, you know, I had to stop and think about myself. You know, people say, well, how long have you been in the media? I said, about 30, 35 years. And my wife says, I think it's been longer than that. And so I had to look, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's been over 50 years now.
I mean, I know. It's just the time goes so fast. You know, I'm pushing 60, so, you know, when I graduated from Mizzou, I went right into media. So, yeah, we're there. We're both there, brother.
Right, I'm telling you. But, you know, all that to say is that we've had a lot of experience, and it's experience we've tried to pass on to the next generation, to our kids. Our kids kind of look at us and go, yeah, you know, what is this? And I go, look at. The only reason I'm sharing this with you is because I made these mistakes. I don't want you to reproduce them. But, you know, look, it is your life and your world. And if you feel like you need to, you know, jump off the roof to realize that gravity does exist, it existed in my generation, it's going to exist in your generation and your kids' generations. But if you want to test that, you know, go have at it. And then, but don't send me the doctor bill, okay?
Right. And you know, you and I grew up in a generation where we had what? Three newscasts a night, 30.
Exactly. 85, they captured 85% of the audience, Russ. Those three networks had 85% of the viewing audience. That's back in the days when news was credible.
And cut and paste was a literal function. It wasn't right. Two strokes on a keypad. Mm-hmm. No swiping. I mean, and so now we've got all of this chaos that we see in our media because we've created these monster platforms with social media and TV and everything else. And there's frankly a lot of places to get hung up, to run into speed bumps. You know, I'm here in Washington, D.C. at the annual Values Voters Summit, and we're talking about these things and issues. It's the largest gathering of social conservatives in the country, and we're talking about the things that are facing our nation and, frankly, that are facing our kids and what they're going through.
Russ, at the very core of all this, see, what happens is we've unhinged from the basics. And like the Bible says, the people without vision will perish or cast off restraint. People without revelation will cast off restraint. The breakdown in revelation is the rule of law, which really, why do you have the rule of law? The rule of law is in place so that our freedoms would be secure. Our liberty would be secure. That's the ultimate. So are we preserving liberty or are we not? And when you abandon and you unanchor from the rule of law, you end up in chaos, which is pretty much the case right now. And a perfect example, because we're all chewing on this deal, and I keep saying I'm going to limit the conversation about Kavanaugh, but I will bring it up only as an example. The reason that we're so unhinged in chaos right now is because we've abandoned any sense of rule of law on every level, which is going to be injurious for everybody. I mean, we talk about it in terms of it not being fair to the process, not being fair to Kavanaugh, not being fair to Dr. Ford. It's not being fair to the citizens. This is what happens. And when you abandon what our focus is and our ultimate goal here is to maintain liberty, and we've let that go for the sake of political correctness and, you know, an overextension of our First Amendment right to say whatever it is that you want to say. But that's fine. You know, we have the right to free speech and we have a right to a free press, but we also have the right to discern if this stuff is idiotic and it violates the core tenets that are consistent with, you know, with our liberty.
And it's those core tenets, Bill, that you're talking about. That we find ourselves at this very moment in time. You see, you mentioned Judge Kavanaugh. The reason why we're here, frankly, is that the left has turned to the courts to legislate. That's right. Why there is such an intense battle here. The left doesn't want to do legitimate policymaking. You know, they say policymaking is like making sausage. It's not pretty. But right. they have seen that their warped policies can't make it through the legitimate means. So what we've seen over time now is trying to legislate through the courts. And that's why so many are so unhinged here with Judge Kavanaugh. And we just heard from House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he said, stay calm. He believed that Judge Kavanaugh was going to be confirmed, and don't get rattled. Keep planning through, you know, and he said this, you'll appreciate this, Bill. Mm-hmm. He said, the angrier the left becomes must mean the better conservatives are doing.
Well, they're panicked. There's no doubt. I mean, the swamp is panicked because you got Donald Trump in there. And look at the campaigns. I mean, he was just in Nevada last night. Everywhere he goes, throngs of people show up. I mean, this is 2016 deja vu one more time with the mainstream media and these supposed, enlightened pollsters who are claiming that there's going to be some blue wave. And as Donald Trump says, why would you fire somebody who's doing a great job for you? Look at the economy. You see, and what the Republicans are forgetting is they're forgetting the wins that they have enjoyed under this president. Like him or not, there is a lot of big headlines to sell and for you to lean back on. And that is to say, you know, the economy, the reduction of regulations, black America, unemployment, all-time low, Hispanic America. I mean, and I hate the bifurcation, by the way, I want you to know that, of the people groups, because it only plays into the hands of what the Democrats are doing and the Saul Alinsky playbook. We are Americans. Americans are doing well. We're doing better than well under this president, with him taking these regulations that we were burdened with under the Obama administration, and our economy is doing something that even though Barack Obama would like to lay claim to it, he could only wish he could, you know, he could say that he had a 4.2 GDP growth.
Yeah, exactly. And whether you like President Trump or not, you, as you mentioned, look at the economy. Our 401ks are doing well. Jobs.
Stock market, record stock market number last night.
Yeah, I mean, even with the Kavanaugh controversy that's going on, the stock market continues to go well. You know what that says, Bill? It says enough with the nonsense. We believe in Trump's economy. This other stuff is just smoke and mirrors.
Mm. Yeah, and the dangerous part is that the Democrat, and it is the Democrats. I mean, I will say this. It is that party and that ilk that is determined, as you say, to stay in the realm of activism. They cannot win in the courts. I mean, this case, particular case against Kavanaugh right now, is an accusation. They are violating all principles of what we grew up with, and that is that you're innocent. There's presumed innocent until you are proven guilty, not in the court of public opinion. It's just the opposite. It's the reverse of that. And that is very dangerous, and it's very scary. And forget about due process. I mean, you've got Gillibrand claiming that she believes this one. I believe her. You haven't even talked to her, and you believe her based on this letter that she wrote that, you know, when you look back at the history of what she's presented, it's not solid. And so then you can claim, well, there's emotional, there's some mental anguish and all this sort of stuff. I'm not a psychologist, but I'm sure that is true. And if that, again, is true, I'm concerned for Dr. Ford, because she's going to come to D.C. and be exposed at the expense of the Democratic apparatchik, because they hate Trump, because they're at all costs. They're resisting, they're obstructing, they're doing everything they can right now. They're pulling all forces out to make sure Judge Kavanaugh does not get confirmed, and they could care less about the soul of Dr. Ford. So what if she becomes, she's a dupe right now, and if her emotions get drugged through the ground and her, her reputation and everything, so what? You know, we had to do it because we had to do everything we could, and she's just one of those useful type victims on, you know, from their perspective.
And if it's all about truth, then why aren't folks anxious to get them both in the same room? Get the attorneys, get both of them in the same room quickly, quickly. And we all know what the Bible says about false accusations.
Well, you're supposed to have at least two witnesses, right? And you've got three right now. You got four witnesses. You got her, you got Judge Kavanaugh, and you've got two other men, young men and now older men, Kavanaugh's peers in high school, who were mentioned supposedly in this letter, and both of them have come up and said, that didn't happen. You know, there's no way. And everything I know about Judge Kavanaugh is not consistent with his character. But anyway, we said we weren't going to talk about Kavanaugh. We're talking about Kavanaugh. We can't help ourselves.
Well, it is the news of the day, and it is quite consequential, and it's important to get to a resolution and get to it quickly.
Mm-hmm. So the attitude there in D.C. at the Values Voters Summit, blue wave or red wave?
red wave and that Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed.
Well, all is well, I guess, and you know, and it's this is a landmine. I think it's a setup, and you know, Senator Grassley et al., you know, as some would say, those white senators, you know, this is going to be a landmine for them to dance around. They need to be careful. Russ Jones on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.